Okay, but I'm confused by your last answer, because when I said to you that you would be telling young loyalists who are angry, you'd be acknowledging that they are losing the political war, okay? And you said, well, we're not. So if you're not losing the political war, then why are the PUP, among others, saying that your British identity is being eroded too much? Which is it?
Stephen, let me bring clarity.
Is the union safe?
Stephen, let me bring clarity to this. Of course the union is safe. I'm a confident unionist, and I've said it more than once. You know, I'm not a confident unionist amongst 1 million. It's amongst 62 million. But look, let me be very clear. So I bring clarity to what you're saying. You're talking about a political war. You know, there are a number of battles in a war. The war isn't just one thing. There are a number of battles. And at the moment, we need to make sure that people do not treat us like second-class citizens, that there is not a two-tier justice system in this society, and there's not just culture for one section of this community. Now, those are the battles.
Who's suggesting culture
won
for one section now?
Well, come on, Stephen.
Where's that?
Come off it, Stephen.
Well, give me an example.
Well, there's loads of examples, Stephen.
Well, give me one.
Well, there's loads of examples. And Stephen, maybe if you were to come back and live with me for a week or 2 weeks.
God help the both of us. Absolutely, right, definitely right. Not.
Well, I'll take you out in the mornings and we'll go training and stuff like that. But anyway, seriously, on a serious note, come back and live in a working class community with me for a week or 2 weeks. And just sit and eat with me, go out with me, walk the streets, and that's here what people are saying. There is clearly a view within working class unionist communities that there is all sorts of things going on around their culture and
like
others.
Like what?
Well, Stephen, I've already said people cannot even agree to allow a parade to pass an area which would take 3 to 5 minutes, where these people have to come thousands of miles to be insulted. But, you know, so Stephen, let's get back to...
But that's nothing new.
Well, I know it's nothing new, but let's get back
to... That's been going on since the
90s. Let's get back to the reason why it was happening. It was, you know, the reason why it happens is we haven't dealt with the past. And until we deal with the past, all of these issues will hang out there and people will swing on them and people will kick them about. And what we need to do is to look at how this society and how people live. And, you know, it's okay for people to talk about, you know... That this isn't true or it's not. But it is. You know, you've only got to look at the court system and look at recently with people who get off and others who don't. So let's be very clear about this. There are issues.
Let's be very clear about PUP policy.
Yeah.
And just provide some clarity around this. You and your party used to support designated days for the union flag at the City Hall.
And I've already
told you.
Stephen. Well, Stephen, look. Listen.
And then something changes.
Well, of course it changed. Now, tell me, I mean, Stephen, if people don't know why it changed, then we're, you know, there's something wrong. Let us go through them, right? Let's take them. You know, designated days is meant for everywhere, right? Sinn Féin are not happy about designated days everywhere.
They never were.
Yes. And therefore, you know, Sinn Féin got caught in City Hall when they went to have it removed, whenever the Alliance Party shifted it and said, no, let's go to designated days. Would they accept that designated days in Sinn Féin controlled councils? No, they wouldn't. Would they accept designated days, you know, anywhere else?
Okay.
No, they wouldn't.
So to be clear, you would support it if it was for everywhere. Stephen, you would support designated days still, would you?
What I am saying is that if we have designated days about a flag, we need to work out what are those designated flag or days, and we also need to work out that it's everywhere, not just where Sinn Féin wanted to be.
Okay, so you would support designated days if it was everywhere, would you?
What I've said to you is that there's a lot of talk to go on around flags, and that talk will go on. My position is very clear.
Well, it's so clear I don't understand.
Yeah, Stephen, look, listen, let's be very clear. We were in a position where everybody agreed that designated days were parked, and that if we lived in a society that was just and all the rest of it, we could have done that. We don't live in a society that's just. For instance, you know, do you think a Sinn Féin, you know, went to take a union flag down in Belfast for other reasons? Of course they did. They want the reasons that they tell us they did. It was purely that they wanted the flag of this nation taken off the
city. So were you wrong then when you supported designated days, or are you wrong now?
Stephen,
but you might support it in the future.
Stephen, look, listen, you know, let's be clear about this. You know, because, you know, I think what you're doing is that you're trying to get me to say something that I don't want to say. But the reality is, my view has always been clear. If we can get agreement around flags, then we get agreement around them.
And that's why I'm asking you, what would you agree?
Well, I'm telling you now that on the 3rd of December 2012, Sinn Féin were wrong. Right? Sinn Féin were wrong. Sinn Féin already had a case back in 2001 against the Secretary of State, and they lost on the flag. Now, let's be very clear about that. You know, the tricolour is not in this, or will it be in it? Because it's the flag of the Republic of Ireland.
But in order to get agreement, we need to understand the positions of the political parties. Designated, for my question, designated days for all councils. Would the PUP agree to that?
Well, let me put it like this. There's a long way to go in terms of negotiations. We believe that the flag should be put back up in the City Hall. Right? That's the first thing. Then we believe that if there are negotiations around flags, we can have those negotiations. In my view, then we need to have a position. My position is very clear that we will look at, if all councils agree that the flag is flown on designated days, which has been agreed, then we will look at that.
So you'd be prepared to contemplate it?
Well, of course you would. But it would have to be all. So I would like to see those areas that are controlled by Sinn Féin, that they will be flying the Union flag.
You see, part of the PUP's gripe with Sinn Féin, obvious gripe, political opponents, there's no issue around that. But it might also be because the likes of Sinn Féin are in government, they're helping to run the place, and you lot can, the PUP can hardly hold down just more than a couple of council seats.
Well, Stephen, you know...
Why do you think you don't have more support?
Well, I mean, that's a question. Why do we not have more support? Who knows?
The leader, you need to know.
Yeah, well, I mean, Stephen, we're working at that. So let's see how much support we have after the super councils. And let's see how much support we have.
Well, let me put in a hypothesis to you. What if it's to do with the UVF, Billy? What if it's to do with the UVF activities that people simply won't support the PUP because they're sick and tired of the drug dealing, the racketeering, the feuding, the rioting? Sick and tired of it.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about, Stephen?
You tell me the UVF aren't...
The PUP are not involved in it. Or neither am I. I mean, you know, I would challenge anybody for to get any PSNI officer or RUC officer to say that I'm involved in any criminality. So am I not allowed to have my politics...
The PUP's been connected to the UVF for many years.
The IRA's been connected for many years to Sinn Féin, would you agree? The biggest single act of criminality was in Oran Bank. Are you telling me the IRA didn't carry it out? Are you telling me the IRA don't have people in prison for forgery, for money laundering, for fuel laundering?
And are you telling me that UVF activities do not harm your vote?
Well, of course, all things harm our vote, but it doesn't seem to have any impact on the IRA and Sinn Féin. But look, let's be very clear, Stephen. I am not responsible for criminality, right? I support the PSNI to get rid of criminality, no matter where it comes from.
You'd also support the UVF.
Stephen, I do not support criminality. Or when you say I support the UVF, what does that mean? Does that mean because I'm a former member? Does it mean that I'm prepared to give people political advice? I mean, you know, what is that about, like, Stephen? You
but
know,
is that political UVF, advice like, having listen, any impact in terms
well,
of...
Are they, Stephen, you know, well, let's let, be very
well,
clear.
Well, okay, can I just get to the crunch question?
Of course, go ahead.
Why is the UVF still in existence
well,
in
Stephen,
2014? What's the need?
Well, I mean, as you know, I would say that quietly there are talks going on about that. Quietly that all of those things are happening. But, Stephen, you know, the people who are most obsessed with the UVF seem to be journalists. And, you know, journalists don't seem to want to let them go away. So, I mean, that's the issue. But, I mean, yes, my view is I want to live in a society free of all
And the political advice you would be giving the UVF, would you advise them that there's no need for them to be around anymore?
Well, what I would advise them is that I don't believe that the UVF should still exist in a form that they would be in. And I would say that all paramilitaries should go away. You know, but all paramilitaries haven't gone away. But I would like to see the UVF... being very positive, and I think, Stephen, that the thing that we miss all the time is that there is a very good programme that's working within the UVF called Action for Community Transformation, and nobody talks about Action for Community Transformation, which is working with quite a lot of young men and others in the UVF to actually transform the conflict.
So is your advice to the UVF now that they should stand down?
Well, Stephen, let's put it like this. The UVF have agreed to take part in Action for Community Transformation, which I sit on as a director on their board. And those people work around Action for Community Transformation. They're doing fantastic work on local communities, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, I'm not going to contradict myself and say, no, of course, And, you know, but
of course, what?
Of course, we need to see the UVF transformed into something that's.
Transformed to what?
Well, transformed into a community organisation or a political organisation or whatever, or both. Of course, that's what we want.
But
we
not
want
leave the stage. Because it would be
well,
a different.
Well, they would leave the stage if they did that, Stephen. Because the stage would be a different one.
Okay, so your current. I'm not trying to trick you here. I'm trying to understand
Stephen,
what you're
I'm
saying.
Not, yes,
yeah, and so let me repeat the question. Is your current advice. Because again, in an interview like this,
Stephen,
there's rarely an opportunity for a long form interview like this, right? So, are you saying that your current advice to the UVF is that they should stand down?
I am saying to you now, Stephen, that the UVF are going through transformation. I've already stated that. It's no secret. I mean, there's Action for Community Transformation, which is working with former combatants. So it exists, Stephen.
But transformation, to someone listening to this, might be, well, change a little of what you do. Start rebrand what you do. Standing down is a far more powerful statement for someone like you to say.
Well,
I'm telling the UVF, stand down,
Stephen,
there's no need for it anymore.
What I'm saying to you is very clearly that we are working on projects with the UVF to transform them. And the UVF will make that decision as a whole, not Billy Hutchison. That's my political advice.
And
I
transform
would give to
them from what?
What do you mean from what, Stephen? From
well,
what
if you're going to transform into something, you're from a current
of course
position.
They are.
So transform them from what?
Well,
either
the UVF,
needed now or
well,
they're not.
The UVF under the legislation is recognised as a paramilitary organisation. So what I want to see them doing is transforming to an organisation which is no longer a paramilitary
and
organisation.
And why is the time right now for that to happen?
The time has been right for quite a bit of time. The difficulty is, Stephen, that what you need to realise here is that there has been no help from government or anybody else to do that transformation. That transformation is being done by people who are former combatants themselves, former ex-prisoners as well, and they're getting on with it. So, you know, what I'm saying to you is that all of that is going on, but it goes on below the radar. And it's like a flag thing again. You know, people will argue about whether we have designated days or not. You know, and as I said to you, you know, my view is that this Belfast is a capital of Northern Ireland. And as such, then the flag should fly 365 days. And the same with the paramilitary organisation. What I'm saying to them is that they need to transform from that paramilitary organisation into something which is positive, Stephen. Now, is that, you know, what is that?
And you said
know,
there
something positive.
You said at the beginning of this question there are discussions going on.
Of course there is.
Are we expecting an announcement soon?
It's a process, Stephen. It's not a project. And we need to be, and, you know, well,
processes in this country can last years.
Well, they can, and some of them can last 10 minutes and fail. This one hasn't lasted 10 minutes and failed. This one, in my opinion, has been a success.
What's the resistance?
And it's continued. Well, there is no resistance in Ireland.
If there was no resistance, it would happen.
Well, I mean,
it wouldn't
Stephen,
be a process. The
Stephen,
process
listen,
would have ended.
Let's be very clear. I'm not a spokesman for the UVF. I'm a leader of the PUP. And what I'm telling you is, I'm telling you that there are a number of people involved in this process, including academics, ex-combatants, ex-prisoners. That's what I'm telling you.
Why don't I just say it as it is? Maybe there are people in the UVF resistant to what you call the process, resistant to standing down because they're taking too much money, because they're earning too much money racketeering, because they're earning too much money drug dealing, and because they're earning too much money taking money off their own community in the form of protection money.
Well,
maybe
Stephen,
that's why those people are
anybody,
resistant.
Anybody can say that, but let me be very clear, tell you, and let me be very clear. If I knew those people that you're talking about and thought that would be the resistance, then I would say it. But I don't know those people you're talking to. I'm not stupid enough to sit here and say that there are not people involved in any paramilitary organisation, including the UVF, who don't do that. But what I'm telling you is that I have never seen that as part of this transformation, as a block to it. Now, you know, maybe one of the problems is that there are armed groups on the street from a Republican point of view. That might be one of the problems. But Stephen, I can guarantee you now, I will not sit by and allow anybody, including UVF men, who are involved in it. And I've said this 100 times. Anybody who suffers from that, they know how to get me. And if they come and see me, then I will take their case to wherever we need to take it. And if that means having to go to the police, then we will go. I've been very clear as leader that the PSNI...
So you would go to the police
with
evidence against the UVF?
I would go against criminals because in my view, those people who act as criminals are not UVF. I've been saying it since the 90s. You can't be a criminal and a loyalist at the same time. Now, Stephen, this is very clear.
Well, if you did that, they'd call you a tout, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, Stephen, I've 34 death threats. In fact, on one occasion, when I was driving to this studio, not this particular one, but till Talkback, a number of years ago, I was trailed from my car by the RUC, because Republicans were trying to murder me. So, Stephen, you know, let's be very clear. You know, we all take risks. I've taken grave risks. I've had bombs thrown at my house. I've had attempts on my life. And, you know, all of that happens. But that's part of the game, and as other politicians have had as well, on both sides. So, Stephen, you know, this is not an easy job for anybody to do. I'm being very clear that our position of all paramilitary groups should leave the stage. And, you know, as far as we're concerned, there's a process that needs to happen for that, and we understand that. And that's how people need to do it. Now, in the meantime, we need to stop putting blocks in the way for moving forward. And what we need to be doing politically is creating the way forward. Well, now, in our view, dealing with the past is one of those.
And some of the language that you used in the newsletter, it was strong. Was it accurate? You talked in this newsletter interview about loyalists being treated as white trash.
Of course, Stephen, and let me be very clear.
White trash?
Yes, that's true. Stephen, you know, whenever you look at this, and let's look at it, you know, and it stems from a statement that was made, which actually led to the OTRs as well, and that was a former Prime Minister, Blair, who made a statement in Custom House when he said that he would look after Republicans and the Chief Constable would look after loyalists. And from that time to this, they have done everything to criminalise people. Now, I can't be criminalised, or will I be? And the other thing, Stephen, I want to say clearly here and now, I do not contest the information in the newsletter. I contest the context. That's all. So I'm not, you know, so the newsletter thing's gone as far as I'm concerned. I don't contest, you know, the information in it. I contest the context. So let me be very clear, Stephen.
But
you know, this is important. You know, from my point of view, we all need to move on. I want to play, and my party wants to play a role in that, and we will. And that doesn't matter where those paramilitaries come from or where they don't. And politics is about the art of compromise.
Yeah, but is your party's role really for the benefit of this society if you're going to line up alongside the hardliners, if you're going to line up alongside the flag protesters, the angry loyalists who hate Sinn Féin, who are basically anti-agreement. And by the way, you lot voted for the Good Friday Agreement, right? You supported it.
Yeah. Look, let's be very clear. You know, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, and it's easy to say those things. The reality is there are people out there who don't have any confidence in the present system. They're entitled to protest, even. They're not carrying out acts of violence. They're entitled to protest. Now, my view is I want to work alongside those people. And what I want to try to do is to make sure that what we do is the right things, and we politicise, and we get our arguments into the political arena.
Yeah, but there's an
and we win those arguments. Stephen, it's as simple as that.
But there is an element of loyalism that doesn't want Sinn Féin anywhere near Stormont. And you could be accused, and the PUP could be accused of pandering to that element.
Let's be very clear. I have no choice. Even if I wanted to stop Sinn Féin, the people who vote for Sinn Féin put them there. We can't do anything about that. That's what's called democracy. Right. Now, so when people get elected, irrespective of their backgrounds, we don't have any complaint. We can't have.
So they've got a legitimate place there.
Of course.
For those people
that
hate Sinn Féin, you're saying they've got a legitimate place there.
Listen, whether we like Sinn Féin or whether we don't isn't the issue here. The issue is that this is a democratic process. Now, if there's something wrong with that democratic process, we need to change it. But we need to work out what's wrong with it to change it. We can't say to people, you can't select whoever you want by putting your X or your 1 or your 2 or your 3, whatever you put on your ballot paper. We can't do that, Stephen. Now, you know, so we can reduce this conversation till all of this stuff about people hate who and people hate it. There are plenty of people in the nationalist and Republican community who hate us and hate me and hate other individuals, and we have seen that, you know. So let's be very clear. There are lots of people who don't want a loyalist about the place. But you know what? You know, we're not going away. We'll be here. But we will work positively within the democratic process to change things. And that's where we are, Stephen. There's no hard men. There's nobody trying to bully people. You know, PUP are not involved in criminality in any shape or form, or am I? And I'm quite happy for anybody who's got information about that for the ticket that PSN have me charged. Because that's not what I'm about. I do not want to bring about a society where we have ceasefires and then allow others to become the new sort of, if you want, criminality, which actually takes us down another route. Well, there is no room for criminality in this society.
And here we are, just finally, here we are, what, on the verge of April, not too far away from the summer. I talked about leadership earlier on. It's going to be very interesting to see what leadership people like you provide ahead of the parades this year again. Well, are we going to go through another summer of mayhem, of them and us?
Well, Stephen, look, let's be very clear. You know, I can show you my leadership. As Republicans can, as is other unionist people can.
Well, whether you can show it or not, listen, the test of leadership is being effective.
Yeah, of course.
Is this summer going to be the same as last summer?
Do you know what?
Or is there compromise?
Do you know what, Stephen? Maybe we need to work out how we lead beyond our authority. Maybe that's what we need to be doing. But let me be very clear. I will give leadership. I will give positive leadership. But, you know, if we're talking about a specific parade on the Crumlin Road, that parade hasn't been prevented from going up because Catholics don't like it. It's been prevented for a political party, in other words, Sinn Féin, who do not want to give any kudos to people like the dissidents. That's the problem. Now, until we actually know the nuances and until we understand all the debates and the arguments, that parade was going along there fine for 5 years, and police in soft gear and all the rest of it was bringing that police, bringing that down, along with the North and West parades.
It wasn't going along fine. There were riots every year after it.
Stephen, the riots appeared whenever we had Gark. And when did Gark appear? Whenever we had Sinn Féin signing up to the policing board. Please, let's do a bit of analysis around this. What I'm concerned about is that the media...
Gark would reject that, wouldn't they? And any responsibility for riots.
That.
Yes,
well,
they would.
I never said about riots. I said about whenever Sinn Féin signed up to the police, then dissident Republicans appeared. Yeah. So that's where we're at,
yeah,
Stephen.
But, yeah, that's where we're at. But where's the compromise? Where's the solution for this year?
Well,
is
Stephen,
it the same as it was last year? Either let us up or else.
Well, no, that wasn't the case, Stephen. That wasn't the case. There's been talks going on. People are involved in talks and have been in talks.
Any progress?
Well, Stephen, look, listen, you know, I'm going to say to you, people don't do this over the airwaves. What I am saying to you is for years there's been talks. For instance, the North and West Parades Forum have been involved in talks for, I don't know how many years, 10, 12, I don't know, but it's been a long time. So let's be clear. There are people on the Protestant side who have worked hard over the years, including Winston Irvine, who you've interviewed more than once. And they haven't been there to stir trouble or create trouble. What they've been there for is to try to get a compromise. Now, that compromise and those discussions will go on. They'll continue to go on. And who knows what will come out of it.
So much progress been made?
Well, Stephen, that's put it like this. Know what the progress is? People are sitting in the room talking. That's progress.
But is there real progress beyond talking?
Well, Stephen, I've already told you. This is megaphone.
No, I'm not asking for the detail. I'm saying, is there progress? Well, are we any further on this year than last year?
Well, let me put it like this. What is progress? You know, how do we measure progress? Is my measurement
Have you
progress?
Nearly reached agreement?
Well, what I'm saying to you is people are talking, Stephen, and I'm not prepared to say any more than that. But, you know, the reality is that there are not two sets of people out there, particularly prods, who continually get highlighted as people who don't care. Of course prods care. They're passionate about this. And they're passionate about getting a solution. And I think it was my colleague Winston Irvine who once said, you know, about local problems need local solutions. So that's what we're saying. Local problems need local solutions.
Okay. Billy Hutchison, thank you very much.